Time for our Tech Watch report with CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur. So, Ian, Google has announced a two-week hiring freeze as the company assesses its needs. You know, Ian, the company had already announced a hiring slowdown until the end of the year. So is this just even more so?
Well, I think what's more important here is that while, yes, this is kind of adding to their already existing slowdown, these companies do not make these decisions lightly, right? This has major implications. If you may remember, Bloomberg reported earlier this week that Apple was planning to have slowdown in hiring, and that caused quite a surprise on Wall Street. And I think that increasingly we are seeing the tech industry is responding to all this economic uncertainty by cutting back on how much they're hiring staff.
How quickly do tech companies, you know, shuck and jive, I guess, is the way I'm looking at it? Because, you know, I imagine a lot of tech companies are sort of insulated from the general inflation. Am I wrong?
They are quite insulated, in part because a lot of tech companies have extremely high profit margins, right? And that, you know, you compare them to like the car industry or a lot of other industries, frankly, and the tech industry tends to have a lot more profits to work with. That said, still, we are right at the beginning of the earnings season, right? Netflix just announced their earnings yesterday. We're going to get more of them over the next week. And odds are that these companies are also trying to prepare for whatever Wall Street's reaction might be to whatever their sales and profits look like.
But they could ramp up hiring really quickly as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the one thing that has been ongoing, and I've spoken to a number of people who are in the hiring process right now with various companies, and one thing that is always clear is that there's so many open positions compared to how many people there are that a lot of people are barely even going to feel this if they're trying to get into the tech industry.
Okay, Google also coming out with a way to bring your old laptop to life. What is this?
Yeah, this is actually really cool. It's called Chrome OS Flex. So for those of us who have a kid at home, you may have tried Chromebooks, right? These are these are laptops that are kind of low powered but able to surf the web, and schools really like them because they're cheap and they are generally pretty safe. Well, Chrome OS Flex is kind of taking that idea and putting it on older computers. So if you have a PC or a Mac just sitting around, kind of not doing anything, and you're trying to figure out what to do with it, especially with back to school season starting in the next month, this might be a really good option. You can download it for free. You can install it on an older computer. It has all the safety of Chrome OS, which is what's in those Chromebooks. And generally speaking, it allows you to get on the web pretty easily.
Well, kids don't want old stuff, but I might.
Well, the thing is that kids don't want old stuff. That's true. But if it is a choice, especially for people who are struggling economically right now, between having a new computer for school and having a computer that works, you know, you may want to go for the one that works for now.
I know. And how many of us have old laptops lying around?
Right? That's part of it. And we produce unbelievable amounts of e-waste. We've reported on this in CNET and Best. It's unbelievable how much we throw out of this stuff when it is still usable. And this is a great example of that.
That's Ian, CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur. You can hear our TechWatch reports weekdays at 1:50 at KCBS.